The focus of today's message is about the Bible as our guide. What does the Bible mean to you? How would you describe what it does in your life? How does reading the Bible make you feel? Is the Bible a divinely inspired moral guide for you? I think to Timothy 3:16 to 17 tells us clearly that all scripture is inspired by God and is used for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. We know the Bible is the Word of God. Today we will discover that the Bible is our guide, just like an owner's manual is a guide for how to operate a car. When your family goes on a trip or trip to a strange or new place, it is important to have some kind of guide to know where to go. So what did you use for that? Map, right, a map. And for young people, Google Map on your device, or Apple Map, or maybe GPS. And a map is a guide. Or imagine walking through a dangerous part of the African jungle. Would you not want a guide to show you the way? Of course, you would. Psalm 119, verses 105 and 133 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." A light on the path helps us see where to go. And 113 says, "Direct my steps by your word, and to no iniquity have dominion over me." In other words, keep your promise and don't let me stumble or let any wickedness and immorality control my life. Just as we need to follow an owner's manual to operate a car or a map to get to our holiday spot, we need to follow the Bible to live godly life. A long time ago, about 600 years before Jesus was born, the people of Judah lost God's word. They had no guide to follow, so naturally they did what was wrong in God's eyes. But then God's word was found. Let us find out what happened. So I'm going to ask Josiah and Marianne to come and read today's Bible passage. Thank you.
Readings from 2 Kings 22 verse 1 to 20. Hear what it says. The book of the law found. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. His mother's name was Jedidah. Daughter of Adiah. She was from Bozkath. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and followed completely the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. In the 18th year of his reign, King Josiah sent the secretary Shaphan, son of Azaliah, the son of Meshullam, to the temple of the Lord. He said, "Go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, and have him get ready the money that has been brought into the temple of the Lord, which the doorkeepers have collected from the people. Have them entrust it to the men appointed to supervise the work on the temple, and have these men pay the workers who repair the temple of the Lord, the carpenters, the builders, and the masons. Also, have them purchase timber and dressed stone to repair the temple, but they need not account for the money entrusted to them, because they are honest in their dealings." Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the secretary, "I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord. He gave it to Shaphan, who read it. Then Shaphan, the secretary, went to the king and reported to him, "Your officials have paid out the money that was in the temple of the Lord and have entrusted it to the workers and supervisors at the temple." Then Shaphan, the secretary, informed the king, Hilkiah, the priest, has given me a book." And Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king.
When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his robes. He gave these orders to Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam son of Shaphan, Akbor son of Micaiah, Shaphan the secretary, and Isaiah the king's attendant, "Go and inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judah about what is written in this book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that burns against us, because those who have gone before us have not obeyed the words of this book. They have not acted in accordance with all that is written there concerning us." Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, Akbor, Shaphan, and Isaiah went to speak to the prophet Huldah, who was the wife of Shallum, son of Tikvah, the son of Harhis, keeper of the wardrobe. She lived in Jerusalem, in the new quarter. She said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Tell the man who sent you to me, this is what the Lord says. I'm going to bring disaster on this place and its people, according to everyone written in the book the king of Judah has read. Because they have forsaken me and burnt incense to other gods and aroused my anger by all the idols their hands have made, my anger will burn against this place and will not be quenched. Tell the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning the words you heard. Because your heart was responsive and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I have spoken against this place and its people, that they will become accursed and be laid waste. And because you tore your robes and wept in my presence, I also have heard you, declares the Lord. Therefore, I will gather you to your ancestors, and you will be buried in peace. Your eyes will not see all the disaster I am going to bring on this place." So they took their answer back to the king. This is the word of the Lord.
It is interesting, Josiah has just read about the story, you know, it's about, you know, Josiah, King Josiah. But I don't know whether you have noticed or not, but his spelling of the name Josiah is different from King Josiah, is that right? Yep. Okay, few questions. First one, how long was Josiah when he became, how old was? 8 years old, good. So verse 1 says, Josiah was at 8 years old when he became king. The second one, where was the book of law found? In the temple, good. And the book was found in the temple of the Lord. And what were the people doing in the temple? Sorry? Renovating? Okay, let's see. Yeah, they brought the money. Now they collected the money and they tried to repair the temple. So that's the question, answer. And what did Josiah do after hearing the words from the book of law? Yeah, that's right. He tore his robes and he wept in the presence of the Lord. And why was Josiah worried God would be angry? Great, yeah. Because people have gone the wrong way, they're stripped away from the God. You know, they haven't obeyed the word of his word. And what happened to Josiah? Because he wanted to follow God's word. Good. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Actually, God protected him. You know, he didn't see all those disasters. He was in peace in the arm of God. Well done, guys. Okay. In fact, in the Bible, there are so many stories about people being lost. Lost their ways in life. Have you ever been lost? Yeah. Did you ever need to travel a long distance, meet someone in a city where you have never been before? While you are traveling all those unfamiliar streets, did you ever feel like you might be on the wrong road? That somewhere you may have taken a wrong turn. Were you unsure which way you should go from there? And did you finally come to the conclusion that you were I guess most of us know that feeling. At times like those, what you really need is a roadmap, in a guide. If you are able to find one, you anxiously unfold it, but nowadays open it, those apps or whatever, and begin to study it carefully. You are trying to find out just where you are and where you want to be. You wonder where you went wrong. But most of all, you want to know how to get back onto the right road. Every one of us is a traveler through this life, or even I say a brief life, trying to find our way to God, to find our way to the final destination, the promised land in heaven. We have all, at some time or other, taken a wrong turn and gotten lost. And we all need to find our way back onto the right way. We all need a roadmap, a guide. We need something to show us the right way to live in this life. The right road that leads us to the kingdom of God, the life that is ruled and led by God. We all need a roadmap and guide. That's exactly what the Bible has been for millions of people around the world and throughout history. The Bible is our roadmap to God. It teaches about Christ and teaches about man, teaches about this world and about the world to come. God's word is our guide in life. But it does no good if we don't know what His word says. That's why it is important to read and study the Bible. The people in Josiah's time had an excuse. They didn't know where the word of God was, so they couldn't read it. What about us? But we have easy access to the Bible. We have no excuse for not knowing what God's word says. As I mentioned earlier, God's word is like a lamp or light to guide us. The closer we are to that light, the better we can see what is right from wrong. The closer we are to that light, the easier it is for us to follow God and be protected from turning toward wrong side. To know more of the Word of God and to be close to the light. Actually, as a church, we are going to have church-wide series Bible study, which is called Jesus the Game Changer. What we are going to do is from the first Sunday of March until the first Sunday of April for 6 weeks, we are having church-wide series Bible study. So every Sunday, we are going to talk about 6 different topics of Jesus the Game Changer. And also, as you see, every Thursday for 6 weeks, we'll get together here at between 7 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. We'll watch a DVD and we'll talk about those 6 topics. I'd like to encourage you to mark these days in your diary and to come together as a whole church to study, to know of the Word of God. And maybe we'll discover more of the Word of God and we'll ponder some of those Christians in life. So I'd like to encourage you to mark these dates in your diary and just come along and to study together as the community of faith, and maybe we can bring some Christians to the table group and we'll talk about those Christians openly and share our faith together through this Bible study. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for giving us the opportunity to access the Bible easily, to be able to hear your word and learn from it. Lord, we pray that your Spirit may prompt every one of us to commit to read and study the word of God and help us live our lives in God's way so that others may see Jesus Christ in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.